It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Hey, Carrie. How you feeling about everything? You nervous?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
What's the latest with Charles?
Okay. So, he actually sent me a text like 2 days ago.
Well, that's great news.
No. It's actually really bad news because he keeps doing this. Like, he comes out of nowhere, he asks me out, and then he just falls off the face of the earth.
Oh, that is kind of strange. How many times has this happened?
Like, 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
That's what the kids call breadcrumbing, where it's like Hansel and Gretel, where he gives you little breadcrumbs, then he goes away. Then he gives you a couple more, then he goes away.
That's what it feels like. It's a tease.
It's almost worse than not hearing from him.
Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So how long ago was the date?
Oh, it was definitely on the 4th, January 4th, because that was my very first date of the new year.
Oh, gosh. So that was almost, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Or that was a month ago.
Yeah.
So what did you do on the date?
Well, he took me to his favorite Mexican place, and it was so good. So I think now it's my favorite Mexican place, which is even more annoying.
Which place is that again? Like, what place is that?
Well, we went to this place called Mapa Quinta Hacienda.
Oh.
I guess what it's called. Mapa Quinta Hacienda.
Yum. Now I want some Mexican food.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
All right. So did anything strange come up on the date?
I mean, I'm pretty sure nothing like that happened. Like, we had a really great time, and there wasn't one moment I can point as being, like, awkward. I mean, we really clicked.
Okay. So if you had to guess, like, really think about this one, why do you think he's not calling you? Like, why, you know.
Hello, it's Charles.
Hi, Charles. This is Mandy and Jimmy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show. How are you?
Hey. Well, thanks. Yeah, so, I mean, pardon my being blunt. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, someone you know by the name of Carrie actually gave us your number, and she said that you've reached out to her a few days ago, doesn't really know, like, what's going on.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, that's really not what she told us. She said that, you know, you guys have been
right.
in contact off and on.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. No, I get it. I did. She got a text from my number, but it wasn't me. See, it was my little brother. He keeps taking my phone and texting her.
Oh. Okay, so why does he keep doing that?
Well, he's a little brother. You know, he's like, he's annoying. He's just a little jerk. He knows I don't really like her.
Oh.
But I also think he's got, like, some kind of crush on her, sort of. See, I showed him a picture of her, and he just would not shut up about her.
Interesting. So I just don't understand why you would let him keep doing that and then not respond and say, hey, that was my brother, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we actually have...
Agreed. Absolutely. No, that's part of it. Like, you know, pardon me for saying so. It's one of those things, absolutely. Whenever I found the conversation between my little brother and Carrie, I put a lock on my phone.
Oh.
I, like, read in the riot act. Like, I can't believe that you would do this. Like, there's a real person on the other end of this conversation. What are you playing at here?
Okay.
And, yeah, since then... I made sure to make it so that he couldn't get back into the phone again.
Well,
live and learn. You know, I didn't want to make a problem, but what do you do?
Right. We actually have Carrie on the phone with us. Carrie, and I'm sure she has something to say to you. Carrie, what would you like to say?
More a question. Why don't you like me?
Wow. Okay. This is embarrassing. Honestly, you're just not my type. I mean, you're a really nice person, but there wasn't really anything there for me.
That's it. There was nothing. Man, we had a great conversation and a great date, I thought.
Yes, of course. You know, they were nice. We spent a lot of great time together, but I'm sorry, that's just not going to cut it. See, there's something missing in there.
Okay, well, then, you know what, you could have just said that, or at least put a better lock on your phone or something. Like,
you're right, absolutely, yes, and that's my bad, and I promise you, I've changed that. I have the lock on the phone now, and you will not be getting any more texts from me.
Hmm. What about your brother? I mean, you said he has a crush on me. You know, maybe I should go out with him instead.
I mean, hey, if you want to give it a shot, go for it. You might want to talk to my parents first.
How old is he?
Oh, no.
He's 12.
Oh, God.
Well, never mind.
Maybe rain check that.
Yeah.
Next decade, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, might want to put that one on the shelf for a bit. Hey.
Put a date in my calendar.
Oh, yeah. Carrie, I'm so sorry that this didn't work out, but you are such a great sport, both of you are, and I appreciate, Charles, you being honest, but I just feel like maybe next time be a little more honest.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry for not being more direct about it. It's one of those things where I'm trying not to hurt feelings, but it really, honestly, would have been a lot less hurtful if I'd just been direct at the beginning. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just glad you picked up, so thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Wow, this actually ended pretty pleasantly.
It's one of the most civil.
I know.
Wow.
It gives us hope for the future.
Maybe 2020 is going to be a good year, you know?
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.